Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench with Carver High. Toll free 844-843-6879. Who's more painful, Ballmer or Cuban? Honestly, you see this guy Ballmer sitting under the basket, like right under the basket.
He's more
sitting
painful.
Right. He's sitting right next to the, you know, basket mount, and he's literally like cheering like a cheerleader. He's like, you see him right there. He's sitting like, right under the basket. Like, I mean, honestly, dude, you're such a male organ. Get off the court. Is there anything worse than seeing the owner on national television after every basket cheering like a cheerleader, like whipping his arms around, sitting in a like a lawn chair right under the basket? Like, it's so embarrassing.
I just feel like with Ballmer, like, it's worse because it seems like so fake. Like, I don't know. Like, it seems very like, and who knows? I don't know the guy from Home. He's a billionaire. He, you know, it is what it is, but it just seems very forced, like the crazy, you know, look at me, I'm crazy fan guy, you know, and I own it. I mean, Cuban is, and listen, whether you like him or hate the guy, ever since Cuban's come into the league and owned the Mavericks, I've always felt the, you know, he was very authentic. He was a fan of the game, you know, a fan of, you know, I just felt differently about Cuban. The passion when bad calls would go against him and he'd be ripping the refs. I just don't feel that with Ballmer. I think Ballmer's just a cartoon. Like, they show him under the basket during these games, and he's looking like a maniac, and that's it. Like, I just feel it's very forced with Ballmer.
Well, I think Cuban still freaks out at the refs and, like, calls for, you know, reviews, and he's, like, coaching the team. I think he's got more juice than Carlisle. Like, he's deciding when they're going to challenge a call. I think he's painful too, without a doubt. By the way, listen, Davis rolls his ankle, leaves the game. He's been in the locker room, hasn't played, hasn't come back. And really, what I'm seeing is how ass they are without Davis and LeBron. Like people are like, oh, well, thanks, Captain Obvious. But I don't think they truly understand or appreciate how ass they are without them. Like, all you have to do is turn on the TV right now. They're losing by 20, whatever, 18 points, getting their ass smoked. And they're down 20 right now. They, for a long time, had, you know, remember before LeBron got there, they were terrible, right? That's what they look like right now. They look terrible. Like, this Kuzma, Gasol, Matthews, you know, Caruso, and I got to see who the other piece is. I got to, when they take the camera away. Oh, Pope. So they got Caldwell Pope, and then the rest of these bums. Honestly, they are utter landfill garbage. That team is garbage. They really are. I don't care what anybody says. But just tune in right now. Take a good look. Here's your Lakers. Here's your world champs. I mean, they totally suck. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, and all of Southern California. Yeah, yeah, should do bad. Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA, and Armed Forces Radio. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Farrell on a bench with Carver High. It's 55-34 Clippers. Take a good look. Do you have the game on? I know you were watching that thing beat up girls in the EFL, whatever.
No,
that
I was watching the Canucks and the Oilers, and during the first intermission, I flipped over to Kayla Harrison on the PFL.
That chick is a dude.
And watched her just absolutely destroy this poor girl. I mean, it was over fast. Beat her down. But either way, you know how I feel about the Lakers.
Time out. That chick is bigger than every friend you have.
Kayla?
Every friend you know, even Cousin Sean. That chick is ripped. She looks like she's just completely juiced out of her mind. I know she's not. She's like some Olympian. I'm just saying that. I'm guessing. But she looks like she's juiced.
And that's where I know her from, is from the Olympics and her doing judo. Because judo, very big in the Carver family. So we always pay attention to the judo in the Olympics every 4 years. But she, here's what I want to see. And I know she's at the PFL. She's not involved with UFC or whatever. Like, that's the kind of girl I want to see her fight Nunez. Now, I don't know what the weight difference is there. I don't know what any of that stuff.
She's like a heavyweight, bro.
But I'd love to see her fight Nunez. That would be a great fight. Give me that one.
But she's twice her size.
That's what I mean. I mean, with weight classes, it's probably not going to happen. But that's what I would like to see.
When I saw her tonight beating up that poor girl, I was like, it was like looking at she literally is the size of a giant, like one of those King Kong, like a giant gorilla.
She
doesn't even look normal. She looks like a freak. She's got muscles like guys don't even have.
She wouldn't be scared, the lioness. Nunez.
I think that chick would she's not man enough to handle that girl. That girl is like she looks like Miles Garrett. She's huge. She just beat me up right now just talking about her. I was just speaking unpleasantly about some situations. I think I was dead on, too, wasn't I?
You were dead on about the situation that we were speaking of. There's no question about it. I did want to, because we got sidetracked for a moment.
Maybe
I did
we should hope for another pandemic.
No, we're not hoping for that. I did want to just say this about the Lakers, because you know how I am about the NBA. I never believe that the team that's supposed to win is ever going to lose. I always think that the Lakers, like this year, the Lakers are going to win. Doesn't matter. This is all window dressing. I will say, over the last couple of weeks, I'm starting to wane a little bit. I don't think they're going to win. Like, there's just way too many cracks in the armor this year. There's way too many problems. And even though they're the favorites and everybody's like, they're going to win. They're the Lakers. And I always feel that way about the NBA. I just feel somebody's getting them this year. They're not getting to the end. There's just too many issues.
Yeah. Now this ankle, it's one thing to, roll your ankle and be out for the night. No problem. I sit down. What's up? But he never came back on the floor. He went in the room in the first quarter and he has never come back. And it's going to halftime here. There's a minute left, and they are getting their ass beat by the Clippers. And I'm telling you, if they play, let's just say hypothetically they go. Davis and LeBron are 75%, right? You got to admit they're 75% at best. And they're both injured. And the other night you heard Ricky Bucket saying that, Davis was getting his leg rubbed the whole second half. And now tonight he rolls his ankle. LeBron came back from a month and a half out and got injured again. So you know he's not right. I'd put him at 60%. And then I'd put Davis now. I might even put him at 60%, to be honest with you, with all of his. But he had a leg problem, now an ankle. He had the Achilles, the calf, whatever you want to call it. It was an Achilles where I come from. And all I know is, they are, what's funny is everybody in LA right now is laughing, saying that this is all just phony and that the plans are real simple. They're going to win it again. They're going to get right and they're going to dominate in the playoffs and kick everyone's ass. Well, then why are they in, you know, the predicament? They're a half game up from the play-in game. And that they're going to lose tonight, and they're going to be tied with the Blazers for the last spot in the not having to play a play-in game. Can you imagine the Lakers having to play play-in games? I mean, honestly, how bad is it?
It would be the greatest thing ever. It would be the absolute greatest thing ever if they had to play in that play-in game. Ugh.
Well, what does that tell you? With if they're the seven, what does that tell you about who they are?
They're not it's true.
Going to win the championship as a seven, because everyone thinks, oh, it doesn't matter if they're the 10, they're still going to win it. No, they're not.
Here's the best.
They
thing.
Never win. They never win. He came back and they still lost.
This would be the greatest scenario ever. They fall into that play-in tournament. LeBron and AD, you know, they're on fumes. You know, they're 75-80%. They're not themselves, and they're going to try power them through this play-in tournament. And they run into the Warriors in the play-in tournament, and Steph drops like 57 on him in the play-in tournament game.
I will go to a massage parlor. I'll go to a massage parlor with the full Jimmy. The full Jimmy I'll get at the massage parlor. I'll be whipping out C notes and getting a full Jimmy. I'll be like, give it all to me. Let's go. I will celebrate. Like, I may start drinking again.
Steph hits 15 threes in the play-in game against the Lakers. Sends him home. LeBron on the bench with the towel over his head. Look.
Oh, that would be better than sex. It really would. Speaking of which, they're winning right now 61-49 over the Thunder at the half. I just want to see what your boy's doing. He's got 17. He's not really doing much of anything. But he'll turn that into 30 easily, right, in the second half. He's still leading them in scoring. So what did you think? Can you even believe? I can't believe I got burned on that Washington. I've been betting on them every night forever. And I went against them tonight because they played that wild game last night, right, and lost 135-134 to the Bucks, and then had to go down to Tampa and play Toronto, and they beat them in overtime, 131-129, and Beal had 28, 14 in the fourth quarter, and Westbrook had his 34th triple-double of the season, and they won the game after playing in Milwaukee and losing 135-134. And then they go down and play an overtime game and win again. Can you believe that they won that game tonight on a back-to-back after playing the Bucks?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And this has been fun, watching what Westbrook and Beal have done here over the second half of this season to get the Wizards into this spot. I want to see them get in. And look, I don't expect the Wizards to beat, you know, whether they're the seven or the eight, whether they beat, you know, if they play the Sixers or they play the Bucks or they play the Nets, we know that the Wizards aren't going to beat any of those teams in a seven-game series. But it'd be a hell of a lot more fun if we had Russ and Westbrook in that seven-game series trying to beat them than, you know, some of these other teams that are going to be involved. I'd rather see that.
So, first of all, Washington's going to be in the play-in no matter what.
I'm saying if they can get out of the play-in, I'd rather see Washington play a Philadelphia in a seven-gamer or the Nets in a seven-gamer, because at least there'd be some excitement. Well, you know, they wouldn't just get whacked in four games. You know, Russ and Beal will give a little pushback.
So I got to get this straight. I always get confused when I think of how it's going to play out, right?
I have it down cold now. So
okay, so the seven plays the eight, the nine correct. Plays the 10.
Correct.
And then
So the winner of the 7-8 game, the winner of the 7-8 game
is
goes
just
to
one six. Game.
They're the seven seed. Done. In. Finished. So the winner of that 7-8 game goes to the seven seed. The loser of that game then plays the winner of the 9-10 game for the 8 seed.
In one game.
In one game. Done. So there's three games total. There's three games
to play. So Indy and Washington are going to play, and Beal and Westbrook are going to beat the Pacers.
Right. So the Washington will move on. They're going to have to play another game then.
Miami's not going to lose to Charlotte, are they?
Let's say, okay, you know what? Let's say Miami beats them. Miami will be the 7. But then Charlotte would play the Wizards for the 8 seed.
Right. Okay. Oh, fair enough. So then Charlotte would play the Wizards, and I think Westbrook and Beal will beat the Hornets.
Right. And then the Wizards would play the number one in the first round for a 7-game series.
And then they would play Philly in a 7-gamer.
And maybe take a game off them just because, or, you know, at least give them some, you know, have a little fun with it. I'd rather see that, you know, even Miami.
I saw how he got injured now. He shot a 3 ball on the wing, and he backed up toward the scorer's table, and he just absolutely rolled his ankle, completely cranked it, and he left the game. He got up like it was no big deal, but he left the game and he went into the room and he never came back out. And then I see like Shaq laughing right now at halftime. Like, it doesn't matter. They're still going to win the championship because, you know, Shaq's such a homer for the Lakers. He's homerized milquetoast for the Lakers. And then all these guys on every one of them, Jet, Chuck, Ernie, and Shaq, they're all completely sold. The Lakers are winning it again. No one has a chance at all. Meanwhile, you and I are—I'm rooting for every single team in the league to beat them. I'll root for teams I hate to beat them. Literally. I hope his ankle swells the size of a grapefruit. All right, so Pharrell on a bench with Carver High. Chuck Barkley just said that he doesn't think they're going to win the NBA championship. I almost fell over that he's not on his knees for him. Here's the deal. Kenny the Jet said that they, if you're in the play-in game, you didn't make the playoffs. you're doing play-in games to get into the playoffs. You didn't make the playoffs. Bottom line. And then Chuck said they're not winning the championship this year. And then the reality is that the Clippers are going to sweep the season series against them. And they're also number 2 in offense in the league, top 10 in both offense and defense in the league. And they're just a better team. That's it. And people are going to say, oh, it's because LeBron's out. And it's because AD missed 2 months and all this other. And, you know, the reality is that's fine. You can say whatever you want. It's just the rest of that team is a bunch of hacks.
That's what we're trying to think is whether you're a fat, out of shape truck driver, whether you're a skinny geek pushing a taxi cab, whether you're a doctor or lawyer that doesn't have half the money we have. This is the way life is.
This is the way life is. How about Carver High said they go into the play-in game and Curry drops 55 on them in a play-in game and they lose. I honestly, if that happens, I may like move to the Caribbean. Just be done forever.
Now, if that happened, they would still get another chance to get in, obviously, because they'd lose the game and then have to play, you know, the winner.
Then they would have to play the other.
They'd play the winner of the Memphis San Antonio game, and I'm sure they'd beat one, you know, whoever that is. But I'd love to see Steph just go off and make them sweat even more. I mean, it would be so great.
Can you imagine if they were the 8 and then had to play Utah to start and then?
They'd probably beat them. That would be typical Utah. That would be typical Jazz.
It would be typical Jazz. But if Spida comes back and they play with the rest of that team the way they're capable of playing, and what happened to them last year was they choked, right? I don't think they choke again. I really don't. I think they're going to have a massive problem with choking last year, and they're going to play bound and determined to not let it happen again. They were, when Spider was playing on that team, they were the best team in the NBA. They were the best team in the NBA this year. When they, in my opinion, when they were healthy, they were the best team, and that's just all there is to it. And I know people think Philly or the Nets, Listen, does anyone choke more than Philadelphia? I mean, I know everyone says it's the Jazz, but the Sixers have been choking since 1983. That's all there is to it. And so, I mean, I know Embiid's a mother for Eller. I know he's tough. I know he's a load. I get it. But what happens every year? They've had him every year, and they still lose. So he's always the best player that never gets it done then, is what it is. Bottom line is, if they have to play, look, maybe they will beat the Jazz. That's fine. They're not beating this team, the Clippers. I know everyone doesn't think so. They're like, the Clippers always choke. The Clippers this year are legit. They are no joke. And you know what the difference is? They play both ends of the floor. They play, they score, they pass the ball. Everyone gets involved. They light it up. Number two in the league in offense, and their top 10 defense. That's it. They play both ends of the floor. I don't know what the hell the Lakers do well. What do they do well? Besides get national attention from ESPN. Besides getting, Turner and ESPN on their knees like a French porno for the Lakers every day. It's what are the Lakers doing? Let's get another update from Woj on the Lakers. It's Laker TV every day. That's all we get. But the reality is they're just not one of the best teams in the league at all. I mean, they are who they are. Are they not? Are they not sitting in the six right now like a crappy six? I mean, that's the gist of it. And look, if I don't know how many times I got to say it. If LeBron's 60% and AD's the same, they're not beating a good team. If they're not healthy. And then you can all sit around Lipstick City and drink your Pinot Grigio and talk about how you didn't win it because LeBron and AD were injured. And no one's going to care. No one's going to cry for you, Argentina, when you lose in the playoffs, when you cry about your ankles. No one's gonna listen to it. They're going to abuse you is what they're going to do. Carver, you know it. If they lose in the playoffs, they're going to get abused like no other. And then it's going to start up again, the whole LeBron can't hold Michael's D.
It's true.
That's all there is to it.
Exactly what's going to happen.
I went golfing the other day. I went golfing Sunday with Haro at a fancy club. You know the story. The entire day, the caddy talked S about LeBron. I mean, he spent the whole day. This guy was insane. And he wouldn't shut up about how much he hates LeBron James. Meanwhile, I think LeBron James is unbelievable. I think he's awesome. I think he's unstoppable. I think he's a freight train, a bull in a china shop. He does whatever he wants every game. And then this guy's like, he can't shoot from outside. I'm like, you're tripping. He can't shoot from outside. He can shoot from anywhere. He can shoot inside, outside, drive, dunk, finger rolls, kisses off the glass, penetration, low block, whatever you want. He can do it. He blocks shots, gets everything, shoots free throws well. He does everything well. Said he's stupid. I'm like, yeah, he's about as stupid as that $1 billion he's worth. He's stupid. Yeah, with his 18 shoes he's got out and his clothing lines and his production company and his movies and his TV distribution and all of he's about as dumb as all that he's got going on. And then my caddy's giving me this advice. I'm sitting there going like, bro, he's worth $1 billion. Like, you're the one that's tripping. You're sitting here telling me which way to putt my golf ball. Honestly. But I'm telling you, at 60%, he's not the player. He's not winning anything at 60%. Not against good teams. I'm telling you, good teams will finish off teams with a weakness. Carver, how you know it's true? If your hockey team plays and they've got weaknesses, they will be exposed and they will be beaten.
100% true. And here's what also can worry you about it. LeBron's already rolled out the excuse train. You know, last Friday night when they lost to the Kings, he sat there after the game and started
giving I'll never be the same.
I'm not going to be 100%. All the excuses
I'll
started
never
rolling
be the
out.
Same.
So that way when they... This is not going to heal completely. I'm just going to have to fight through
for the rest of my career.
So he's already rolled out the excuse train if they do lose, that he got too hurt and he pushed it to come back. Let's be fair. He was not going to play last weekend. He played because the Lakers weren't getting it done without him. And they were going further and further down the standings when LeBron wasn't playing. And AD wasn't getting it done. So LeBron said, you know what? Screw this. I'm just going to come in and try to make this happen. And he realized, geez, I'm not ready.
What does it tell you? What does it tell you that the Clippers swept them this year and that they're kicking their ass tonight to finish the sweep?
I'm with Ricky Buckets. Like, the Clippers are one of those teams, like the Bucks for me. Like, I got to see them do it, like, when it counts. Like, didn't they beat their ass in the regular season last year, too? Now, I know they never got to play them. They never got to play them in the playoffs, the Clippers. They beat the Lakers' ass in the regular season, and then they never got the shot. But I don't trust the Clippers at all.
I don't even think the Lakers can stop Zubats, let alone George and Claw. I'm telling you. And then you got Morris. He's dealing on his brother right in his face. I don't deny that Drummond's a big, you know, a good big, and that he can rebound and he can finish around the 10. There's no doubt about it. But he's no AD, and he's definitely no LeBron. That's just all there is to it. People can say whatever they want. If he was such a badass, Drummond, how come he never did anything anywhere else? I mean, if you're such a badass and, you're a monster seven-footer badass and a big with, you know, he's a wide-body big too, man. He's no joke. He's absolutely a just giant physical nightmare, a load. I mean, he's 7 foot, 300 pounds. That guy's no joke. He'll light you up. But he will bang you to death. He's a physical specimen. But I think he's slow, and he's no AD or LeBron. I mean, Drummond, if Drummond was on the other side, like playing for Cleveland or whatever, he's not stopping LeBron James, but his slow ass. You know it. They are getting spanked tonight, and this is delicious, man. You know what I should do? I should record the rest of this so I can enjoy watching them get bent over and spanked and called Charlie. I love seeing the look on their face, too. Like, they have absolutely no answers. Meanwhile, they're going to give that hack coach of theirs an extension, too. I mean, it gets better by the minute. Now they're saying, so he rolled his ankle for sure. Davis, I mean, you see the guy go down. You see him roll his ankle. You see him totally roll it. And then you see him grab his ankle. Then you see him leave the game. Now they're saying he's not playing the rest of the night because of back spasms. I'm like, what? Back spasms? I mean, he rolled his ankle. It was an ankle, but they're saying he's out with back spasms. So now he's got a bad back, too, on top of the ankle? Don't even tell me he didn't roll his ankle. If you're watching the game, you saw him roll it. He grabbed his ankle, got up. He was ginger, the whole deal. Now all of a sudden he's got a back problem? Oh, it just gets better by the minute. I mean, I just cannot get enough of this. I mean, this is the best news I've had in months. They are getting spanked by 19 right now. The Warriors, who seldom come out to play, 78-66. They lead the Thunder with 3 minutes left in the third. The Bulls beat the Hornets. I almost fell over. The Bulls won a game because they got Vucevic and LaVine back tonight. They both played and they won. Speaking of superstars, I think they both are superstars. At least in the making. You can't deny it. Vucevic is a badass, and LaVine is unstoppable. One of the highest scorers in the league. The Nets lost to the Mavericks 113-109 because the Nets play absolutely zero defense ever. They have lost, I guess, five in a row. I have to get this right. I think it's five in a row. I guess they still have it at four. Oh, wait, they still lost four. God, I could have sworn it was five. But anyway, All right, so let's say it's four. They don't play defense. They don't stop anybody. I know that much. Kyrie had a huge game. It was like his fifth 40-point game. He had 45. Fourth or fifth of this season and eighth overall in a Nets uni. 45.7 threes for Kyrie. But Durant had 20. He was terrible. 7 of 21. 0 for 4 from downtown. He still had 20 points. 7 of 21. Went to the line a bunch. Whatever. But they lost because they don't play defense. That's all there is to it. And then as far as Dallas goes, 24, 10, and 8 for Doncic. Brunson had 15. Hardaway had 23. Finney-Smith had 17. Richardson had 10. Dallas wins. The Nets look like crap right now. They can't beat anybody because they just don't stop anybody ever. I mean, not only do they not stop anyone, they shoot layups the whole game. Layups. Whoever they play shoots layups all night. All night. I'm not talking about hitting threes. I'm not talking about hitting mid-range. I'm not talking about hitting elbows. I'm not talking about getting calls. They just flat out walk right in uncontested and shoot layups like they're in the layup line before the game. That's how bad D'Antoni and Nash's defense is. And everyone kisses Steve Nash's ass like no tomorrow. You'd think he was Jesus. But he's a terrible coach with defense. Terrible. I don't even want to hear it, Carver High. I'm not stupid. All you have to do is watch them. They don't play defense ever. All they do is score and do nothing else. They do nothing else. They don't stop anybody ever.
Well, that's because he takes after his mentor there on the bench with him. Mike D'Antoni. He's from the D'Antoni school of
that's right.
No D. And that's exactly what they do. They score a ton of points. They're gonna try to outscore you every night. They ain't playing D. You can't tell me they're not gonna play D for 70 games, and then all of a sudden a week and a half from now, they're going to show up and start playing defense. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't either. Wizards in overtime beat the Raptors 131-129. Another triple-double for Westbrook. It's a nightly occurrence now. It's like the sun going down. Pistons 111-97 over the Grizzlies in Detroit. There you go. I had the Pistons in the number tonight. Pacers beat the Hawks. I'm stunned that the Pacers beat the Hawks. Even though the game was in Indy, I'm stunned because the Pacers are in the toilet. That's where they are. They're completely in the toilet. They're the nine. They got a half game lead over the Wizards. It doesn't matter. They're going to play each other in that play-in. And I'm going to bet on Westbrook and Beal in that game. I don't care what it – I mean, I'm all over that. I really am. I'm all over that. So I'm going to say it one more time. In the East, that's it. It's Miami 7, Charlotte 8, Indy 9, Washington 10. And by the way, Boston is the sixth. They're tied with Miami to 7. So they're tied right now. They have Miami in the 7 percentage points or whatever.
And they're not too far from the Hawks and the Knicks. Like, I know the Hawks and the Knicks are a little ahead of them, but the Knicks have a very tough next couple games here. I mean, they play the Suns, the Clippers, the Lakers. The Knicks could lose a couple games here. I know they've had a great run, but they could easily slide down if they lose all three of these games on this trip.
Listen, if the Knicks play the Lakers and if they got Davis injured and LeBron still out. Now, I think LeBron will play Tuesday night against the Knicks, but I don't trust his ankle. So I still think the Knicks can beat him. I really do. I think they can beat him. And then in the West, it's the Lakers holding on by a half game for the six. Portland's the 7, Golden State the 8, Memphis the 9, San Antonio the 10. New Orleans is game and a half out. So they made up some ground on San Antonio. It's not over yet. They're a game and a half out. I would think the Spurs would finish it off. You don't think the Pelicans are going to make up a game and a half, do you?
I would love to see the Pelicans in over the Spurs. And the NBA would love it too, believe me. They'd love to get Zion in that game.
Ingram's hurt now, though. He hurt his ankle, so now it's Zion by himself.
I'd have to look at the schedules. Maybe tomorrow on Coast to Coast we'll take a look. I'll have to look at the schedules. Who does each team have left to know if they're going to be able to pull that off?
All right. Well, look at it tomorrow for Coast to Coast. What is the deal with your Islanders? They keep losing, and they're losing to bums. They lost to the Sabres twice, and they lost to the Devils.
They played this game tonight like it was a preseason game. They sat guys. They didn't care. This is the problem with this last week. Like, they just, you know. Now, look, I don't condone this strategy. I don't think that it works. I mean, Barry Trotz knows more about hockey than I do, and he didn't, of course, come out and say we're trying to, you know, we don't care about the game. But you could tell by the way they played the game and who they played the last two games that they don't care about these games. They're trying to be as healthy as possible when the playoffs start. But they have continued to not score goals. They look very lackadaisical, and I think that that's going to be a big problem for them when they play either the Penguins or the Caps in the first round.
When do they play the playoffs? Next week?
Well, that's still to be determined, I guess.
Next weekend?
I'm hoping that they start the other divisions next weekend. The North still has a bunch of games with Vancouver to make up. But here's the thing. Once Montreal clinches, it's over. Like, are they even going to play these games? Like Vancouver and Calgary, who cares about these games? Screw them. Let's start the playoffs. Who cares about these makeup games? They don't matter. These teams aren't making the playoffs. Let's play for real. Let's go.
Are they going to make them finish, though? Because if they don't play them.
As of right now, they do.
But if they don't play them, it's because they're not making the playoffs?
Well, they have said they're playing these games no matter what. So, but if the games don't mean anything, fine. You want to go play them and nobody will watch? Let them. Can we still start the playoffs anyway? Like, what? I mean, there's, you know, if they're games against with two teams not making it, who cares? It makes no sense to me what they're doing here.
Maybe the league office will be too busy getting into a war with James Dolan.
Sending out $250,000 bills to organizations.
Yeah. Maybe they're, you know, going to have George Parros go around the league. Maybe he'll get on a plane and go to every city and spend some time talking to the players about violence and stick slashing. And then don't go near his lover, Tom Wilson.
Yeah.
Don't touch my lover.
I am ready, though. I'm kind of done with the regular season. I've had enough. Like, I'm ready for the real deal. Like, I want the money on the table. Let's go. Like, I've had enough of these games.
So the Penguins beat the Sabres tonight, 8-4. And I just want to look at that to see here. Carter,
Jesus.
How about
eight? Oh, yeah, a four-goal game. Yeah, big night.
Four goals.
And he's never had a four-goal game in his career. And he's been in the league for a very long time. And Jeff Carter finally gets a four-goal game.
Kapanen scored his 11th. Crosby is 24th. Carter, I guess he's got 13, 14, 15, and 16. McCann scored one. Dumoulin scored one. I mean, my God. That's crazy. They were down 1-0, and Carter scored. Then he scored again, made it 2-1. Then it was 2-2. Then he scored again, made it 3-2. And then it was 3-3. Then Dumoulin 4-3. McCann 5-3. Carter 6-3, Crosby 7-3, 7-4 on a Skinner power play goal, and then Kapanen scored to finish it off 8-4. Now, what's the deal with, like, right now, who's the one, like, Pittsburgh's up by 2 points over Washington,
correct?
Then it's Boston, and then the Islanders are fourth.
Right, so if the season ended today, you would get Penguins, Islanders, and Caps, Bruins in the East. Those would be the matchups, and the Islanders are going to be the four. They're not going to get any higher than that.
How many games are left? Two.
The Islanders have two left. The Bruins have three left. The Penguins have one left. Everybody's kind of got different amounts left. The season was originally supposed to end on Sunday. That was the original end date.
But because of COVID.
Right. So now Monday through Thursday next week, you have a pretty full schedule. There's multiple games every night throughout all four divisions of makeup games. And then from then on, there's like another 5 days of like just Vancouver games to make up beyond that.
Jesus, what could be worse?
I know. And three or four of them are against Calgary. Both teams are eliminated. That's why I'm saying just bag the games. Who cares? Don't play them.
Yeah, because they, but neither team's in.
Right. They don't matter.
They don't even matter. So let them play and then start the playoffs.
That's what we need.
How ridiculous is Gary Bettman to play games that don't matter?
I think he's just waiting for the once. I am hoping, and you never know with Gary and the league, I'm hoping that once Montreal officially clinches the spot, that's when they're going to bag all the games and say we don't need to play them. I'm hoping. We'll see.
God, that would be this, you know, sophisticated, smart move. Because
they're not going to say it. They're not going to say it until they're officially eliminated. So hopefully that's what's going to happen.
The Bruins beat the Rangers tonight 4-0. I mean, the Rangers are just absolutely throwing in the towel. The Leafs beat the Canadiens 5-2. Blackhawks in overtime over the Canes 2-1. And the Canucks kicked the Oilers' ass tonight 6-3. Go figure. Lakers are down 20, and AD's got back spasms. All right, real quick, the Rays are up on the Angels 5-3 in the eighth in Anaheim. And the other night game, Marlins beat the Diamondbacks 3-1. Braves 3-2 over the Nats. Jays 10-4 over the A's. Indians 4-0 over the Royals. Mets 4-1 over the Cardinals. Rangers 4-3 over the Twins in 10. Phillies 2-0 over the Brewers. Red Sox 12-9 over the Tigers. Astros beat the Yankees 7-4. Altuve with the big three-run homer on his birthday to burn the Yankees and hit it off of Chad Green. All right, so what's the deal? Floyd Mayweather went down to Hard Rock to have a stare down with Logan Paul for their fight June 6th on Showtime pay-per-view and at Hard Rock. And Jake Paul gets into a fight with Mayweather and rips his hat off and runs away. And then there's a big scene. That whole thing, Carver High, was so fake, it's not even funny. I think the entire fight is a ruse.
The whole thing's fake.
To rip people off.
This is exactly like the Conor Floyd fight. Like they are going to make all these people think there's serious heat here, and there is not. All these guys got in a room like a month ago or 6 weeks ago and said, "Here's what we're gonna do. Here's how we're all gonna make a lot of money." And that's what they're doing to everybody right now. This guy Paul, you saw the clip of him taking his hat, right? And he screamed, "Gotcha hat!" and like ran away from him. 30 minutes later, he was selling hats on his website that said "Got your hat on him." Like, this is all pre-planned. Like, this whole thing is a charade.
And then how about your boy? How about your boy? Loser Conor McGregor started showing pictures of him patting Mayweather on the head when they fought. Meanwhile, that clown ass Irish drip got his ass kicked by Mayweather 6 ways till Sunday. He's still bragging about pushing Mayweather around in press conferences. When they fought, he got his ass rung up. If they would have let that fight keep going, he might have killed him. It wouldn't have had to be exposed to that stupid ass for the rest of our lives. Meanwhile, he can't win a UFC fight. The whole thing's phony as hell. Meanwhile, they want me to go to Miami and do the fight. I told you I'll go to Miami just for the party, son. So I can be around all them hoes and them bikinis. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 on Coast to Coast. Good night.